Convened early in 2012, the special grand jury is looking into allegations involving county watershed employees accused of accepting bribes from prospective contractors. In a press conference held yesterday, Ellis said he was unsure of what authorities may have been looking for, but says he and his staff have been fully cooperative with investigators.
I haven't done anything that I'm aware of, and nor has my staff done anything that I'm aware of that is inappropriate.
There's no word yet on what investigators collected from Ellis's home. Ellis said he was, quote, a little perplexed as to why authorities chose to raid his house while he was testifying before the grand jury.
I'm not sure why they chose to do it this way, but they did, and so they have that right, and we will continue to be fully cooperative.
Last year, DeKalb fired two watershed employees for an alleged scheme involving kickbacks and bid rigging related to an upcoming overhaul of the county's stormwater and sewage system. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.